It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Foster the People's Mark Foster has apologized to Imagine Dragons' lead singer Dan Reynolds on social media for comments he made during an interview last year claiming that their music wasn't good. In the interview, he made a joke saying that Foster the People gave all their subpar material left on the cutting room floor to Imagine Dragons. Foster has now apologized, saying, "I have been burdened by something I feel I need to amend. I would like to apologize to Dan Reynolds and his band Imagine Dragons. In a passing moment last year, I let some words come out of my mouth that don't reflect who I am or what I stand for. Everything that I have read about what Dan is doing as a humanitarian is moving. I believe he's one of the good guys. It takes a lot of courage to stand for something. Nobody has ever erected a statue of a critic."
Wow. Now let me ask you this, Alex. Now that somebody has stepped up and made an apology, do you feel like it's time that maybe you could apologize for
calling Nickelback and Imagine Dragons and bands like them butt rock? No. Once butt rock, always butt rock. Foster the People better watch out because they're cutting it close.
Wow. Okay, some people miss opportunities.
I think this is beyond shocking. Matt Lauer could be coming back to TV.
No way!
Sources say the former Today Show host is close to a deal with CNN. Lauer could get a second shot at a broadcast career thanks to his relationship with CNN president Jeff Zucker, who was once his boss on the Today Show. Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk in the Marvel and Avengers franchise, revealed that he never got a final script and had to film 5 different endings after the directors feared that he would ruin the real ending. So I guess Mark Ruffalo is notorious for revealing spoilers to all his films, okay. Even accidentally live streaming the beginning of one of the Avengers films at one point.
Yes.
So even with Avengers Endgame, he released the name of the film before it was announced to the public. And by the way, Avengers Endgame set a new record for advanced ticket sales. The latest Avengers movie sold more advanced ticket sales in its first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, which was the previous Fandango record holder. The movie also sold more tickets in its first 24 hours than any other film in history.
The Marvel, like, studios or, like, whatever Twitter account and Mark Ruffalo have been, like, going back and forth for, like, months.
Oh, really?
And months and months. Like, and, like, Marvel was joking around that, like, he was fired. Like, he didn't have a job anymore. And, like, he wasn't going to be in the film. And, like, they've been going back and forth. It's been really funny.
I love that. I like Mark Ruffalo a lot. I like him in chick flicks.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
Lisa Kudrow remembered how thankful the main cast was to have each other during the success of Friends. The hit show's first episode actually is going to turn 25 this year.
Well, I just remember we were all really grateful that we had each other, the other 5 of us, to keep us in check and to check in with, like, this is weird, right? Did that happen to you? Yeah, I got fallout. I didn't like it. You know, like, it was great to have a group of us.
And Akon has given some advice to Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall as they work on the Coming to America sequel. He was caught on video saying he was so excited for Murphy and Hall to create a sequel, but that they should make sure to get some real Africans on the set and that he'd like it if they share the screen with talent from the motherland. Akon says that having African comedians would make the film feel more authentic and that it would pay off at the box office. Coming up in less than an hour, this reality star could be practicing law soon.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.